Hello, beautiful souls. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown, the role less taken. I hope you guys are doing very good. I hope you guys are being safe. And I hope you guys are able to see things for what they are and being able to accept the things that are happening. And today, this episode, it's going to kind of, I'm going to tell you about my day and how this gave me a view on the collective. So today, I was kind of moving the energy in my living room. That's usually where I am at most of the time. And so I was kind of moving couches around, so moving the energy, because it just did not work for me anymore. But with that, there was a whole lot of mess in the kitchen. And I just know usually when something like this is that there's things that there needs to, need to complete, need to see. There's something in my psyche that I'm not seeing. But I know because it kind of manifests in, and the thing is, before it would bother me, but now I have like the patience, I mean, I see it, I know it's gonna get done, you know, I'm just gonna kind of wait it out. But okay, so that was happening. Communication was not really good. My internet kept going. It was turning off, turning back on, turning off. Very bad connection, right? And so that happened. I finally got it fixed. But, you know, I was tired and exhausted because I just kind of moved everything in the living room. And all I just wanted to kind of is just relax. But my masculine within me knew that there was things that needed to get done. And I was, on top of that, I was hungry. So I needed to kind of get the strength to make something. So I made burgers. And so I finally was able to kind of rest. And but through that time, through all that movement of the living room space, I broke a glass. And you know, when you break a glass, you not only broke it, you have to pick it up, right? So it's like, oh my God, cleaning next to cleaning up, like I was just right? I'm like, when is this gonna be done? So that happened. And so I see my kitchen, and my kitchen looks like complete disaster, like a tornado got there. And I was like, just can't be like this. So I just have to just kind of clean it, you know, whether I like it or not, it has to be done, right? And I'm like, let me just pick up the stuff. And I was moving things around. Once I got going, you know, I'm like, okay, now it feels like, you know, less and less things on the floor, less declutter. And then so I was arranging my microwave, and my microwave and my little table that I have. Well, my tea, my table broke. The legs broke off. So then I broke my coffee pot, and everything was a complete mess. Coffee all over. And at that time, there was, before that happened, the elementals were just here. There was a lot of wind. It was beautiful. There was coldness. The trees were like moving side to side. And then it looked like the northern lights. It was beautiful. I saw green, red, blue, pink, purple. My son got to see that, and they were in the sky, so it was really pretty. And I believe it was because of all the air, the cool, and the rain, the thunder. It was very beautiful. So then the rain started coming, right? And it's still kind of blowing very much. Not as much as it did, but it kind of looks like it. So with all that, I see my nails, and my nails are all dirty, right? And one thing is, like, you know, you have to kind of do the dirty work whether you like it or not, right? You have to get your hands dirty. And so with that, I'm like, oh my God. So I cleaned it up, and so with all that being said, right, was, and then let me add that I have two kitties, right, a Simba and Molly, and there's a cat that comes by our door, and so Simba went outside with me because they usually kind of smell her, like, there by the door. So when I opened the door, Simba kind of got a little bit closer to her. She kind of ran away a little bit, but then she kind of came closer and closer. And I thought Simba was gonna attack, but it turns out that nope, he did not attack. And she was kind of giving him the eye, like, is he looking at me? So that was, and he was just kind of just sitting there, and her too, they kind of were just looking at each other. And then all of a sudden, it gets the attention of Molly, and she's more of the feminine. Simba is more of the masculine. So she sees the cat that it's there, and Molly, you know, starts hissing, and she doesn't go out of the door. She kind of just stays there by the door, and she just starts hissing, right? So with everything that was going on, it was letting me know that things are going to be, and I didn't know it was going to rain or even the elementals were going to show up like that. So it's kind of unexpected. You were not expecting it, but it's happening, and it's happening hard. Things will be definitely shaken. There's going to be arguments, there's going to be lashed out, you're going to not going to be able to kind of control it. Things are just going to happen as it is, and if things are shaky, and they're not on a good foundation, on a strong foundation, believe me, things will come down, the tower will come down. And the only thing that you have to do is kind of just pick up the broken pieces and throw them away. Everything that it kind of interrupted, everything that came down with it, everything that that messed with it, everything that kind of destroyed, you're just gonna have to kind of, you can't save it. You just have to just kind of throw it in, let it be. And once you do that, you know, you accept, it's like, oh my God, I do have to pick up the pieces, you know. I do have to pick it up. I have to clean it. And so once you kind of accept it, because it happened, it did, and now the only thing that you can do is just kind of clean up the mess, right? And then after that, you know, just kind of try to get some rest. But you did a lot of things today. The collective did a lot of things today. There's things still that are going to be playing out, because when I took a shower, you know, I put my Crocs, but they were wet, so I'm like, oh, so, you know, there's some people that are still going to be in the same pattern, so that's when things are probably going to be rocky, but just the main thing is kind of acceptance at this time, and let things happen, and accept that there were things that were done, that happened, that needed to happen, that were destined to happen. So that's what I have for you guys. I've been getting a lot of 12-12, and right on that I was at 12-21. So those numbers come out for me a lot. So other than that, you guys, namaste, much love, be safe, and peace, you guys.